From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A man who set off a small explosion near the NAACP office in Colorado Springs earlier this year has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. 44-year-old Thaddeus Murphy pleaded guilty in August to arson under an agreement with prosecutors, saying he was not targeting the nation's oldest civil rights organization. It's election day, and so far it appears statewide turnout will be relatively low. Benza Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Since this morning, Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams says more than 900,000 people have voted. 2 years ago, 1.4 million people voted. And by the time polls close at 7 o'clock tonight, Williams doesn't expect to reach that number.
2 years ago, there was a large tax increase on the ballot for education funding. And so that did cause a number of people to be motivated in terms of whether they would vote for or against that particular issue. That helped drive the turnout.
This year, there's only one statewide ballot question on whether Colorado can keep the marijuana tax money it's already collected. Local communities are also voting on school board and mayoral races and tax questions. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
As of this afternoon, Ryan Parcell with the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder's Office said turnout there was steady. Ballots must be returned by 7. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.